This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There we are again. I bet you've been waiting, right? With bated breath, waiting for Jay and I to come back on the air so that we can continue to fill your ears and your head and your mind and your day with ideas, thoughts, opinions. It's the good stuff here. And speaking of good things, here's a village reopening their local pub after it was closed for 10 years, and they raised the money in the town to buy the pub. So now they got a real local pub, the Rising Sun Pub in Forest of Dean up in Gloucestershire. We got a lot of news from England today.
Mm-hmm.
It's been reborn as a boozer. Don't you love that? They had a fundraising, a non-profit sort of thing. Kind of like, do they have over there what do we call it here? The fundraising thing that we... that you can give to, what's the name of that thing that you, GoFundMe, thank you very much, James. They have that sort of same thing there.
Yeah, they have GoFundMe. Yeah, I think GoFundMe is almost completely worldwide.
Obviously,
given some of the the obvious countries that might not use it.
But don't close down the only pub in town if you're in England. That's something that's a no-no. So folks there got together, and now everybody owns. Kind of reminds me of the scene from Chicago Fire where the firemen own their own bar, right? Everybody goes in, a little schnapps here, a little schnapps there. So
on a lot of those shows, somebody owns a bar, or a prominent actor or prominent character works at said bar, and then that's always the local hangout or whatever.
It's
cool too, because they not only did they want their local bars, their pub saved, and their place that is truly a part of the community, but there were developers that were going to turn it into something else, like
bars. No pub in town?
It's ruining everything.
Right. So they have what they want. You know, you can have what you want as well. You can do what you dream. You can brave what you fear if you kind of adjust your mind. Fear and things that get in the way of you becoming a winner or staying winner, whatever, however you like to see yourself, keep yourself in that positive place. Good idea, because thoughts become things. I say that over and over and over and over again. So why not choose a good one? If you're surrounded by your friends, people you like, you know, I had a little birthday dinner the other day with a couple of friends and my sister. It was wonderful. It's all I need. I would like to have been with the children, so I'm going to replicate that with them next weekend, because it's Jasper's birthday along with mine. We kind of put them together oftentimes, put two of them together if they're close enough. And it's wonderful. It's touching. There's a sentiment to it. Did you ever get that video of the kids singing to me posted? I know you had trouble with it. I didn't see it on Facebook.
No, it's the weirdest thing where it just keeps disappearing. As soon as I post and then I go to look to see that it's been posted, it's just it doesn't even exist.
Bunga, bunga. All right, well,
so all of these issues, Doug, that you have with your Facebook, they are not user issues.
No, the Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Maybe I should just learn how to use Twitter, although it's not much better, or Instagram, and do that. Except you can't really, you just post pictures on Instagram. You can't tell stories on Instagram, right?
No, you still can. You can still caption things, yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
I use Facebook Marketplace.
Instagram is owned by Facebook, so it's only a matter of time.
Here we go. Yeah, before that's all blanged up. So anyway, the point of me trying to get you to think something that will be in your honor, something that will be your passion, something that will make you seem brilliant in your own mind. I think you got to convince yourself. People who say, oh, well, I'm nothing special. If you think that, you won't be. If you think you're something, and I'm not talking about ego, because there are plenty of narcissists who think, hello, look at the political landscape, who think they're the world's greatest and they aren't. The first time I ever encountered that, I think, was with what's his face? Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest. He believed it, and it was so. He was the greatest boxer It'd be nice if there's something better than being a good boxer, but he was. So you hold that thought today. You're the greatest. Think of category A, B, C, or D. I am the greatest. All right, so I'm not sure what this says about being the greatest. Here's a teenager in North Carolina in the hospital today after jumping out of a Lyft car. The driver made her very scared. Let's see here. 17-year-old girl in Raleigh, North Carolina, hospitalized because she jumped out of a Lyft car.
Yeah.
The driver was making her uncomfortable. Alicia Bowden, taking the Lyft home from work, jumped out as it was moving. She explained that the unidentified driver made her feel scared because of his actions. Well, there have been a number of, I don't want to say a lot, but enough. These creeps that drive these things, I thought they were doing something to better screen the drivers, both at Lyft and at Uber. Are they not doing that still?
I think they are, but it still doesn't seem like it is enough, because we do. We hear about this a lot, and people are jumping out of their cars. There's a woman who ended up jumping out on a highway and completely busted her face, all of her teeth, and there was a dentist in the community who offered to do her dental work completely free. And this young woman, the 17-year-old from North Carolina, she was saying that the driver was even asking, making comments about her appearance, asking questions like, how many boys flirt with you, and all of that stuff. And he basically started in on this right away as she got into the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Supreme Court Justice, who's newest, Ms. Jackson, is in the news because she's issued a short dissent in support of a death row inmate, happens to be in Ohio. This is her first Supreme Court opinion. It would have, well, they're looking at the lower court. They always look, what they understand, what they're trying to figure out is whether this is always, these cases come from lower courts. And they've been challenged, appealed, if you will. So the story, if I understand it correctly, Jay, here, is that this particular person who's on death row may not have committed the crime. And they don't seem to have done, back again to not doing a good job at prosecuting. So what's the real story here?
Well, yeah, so Devil Chin shot and killed a man named Ryan Jones as part of an attempted robbery, was sentenced to death after another man who was named an accomplice, Marvin Washington, identified him for police. Now, the thing is, Chin said that there was information withheld that Washington had.
Well, where are his lawyers on all of this? This is the question about lawyers. Did he have a public defender, and the public defender didn't really defend him? Is that kind of what this is? This feels like it's pointing in that direction. If they, when you have public defenders and you're not paying for them, you get what you pay for. In many cases, and I don't mean that as a slight against public defenders, because oftentimes they have a heavy caseload and they don't pay attention, but it's like the system doesn't care. If you don't have money, you're going to get screwed. Right? I mean, that not always, but way too often.
And then it kind of goes to, like, the whole systemic issues of it's the system. It's totally broken. Well, and then Chin was saying that the 1963 Brady versus Maryland case, that was what was violated, that this information of Washington's history, which would make him change the credibility of his witness, it was completely withheld. And the judge of the
so the crooked judge, crooked lawyers,
said that it wasn't enough. It wasn't materialized enough to have stated whether or not it would actually have changed the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And Justice Jackson is saying that, well, yeah, that could have. It is possible. And also, how many other cases like this exist where they're looking for this materialized credibility and information?
Did you see the 911 call made from an Apple Watch? A woman was buried alive and she had her watch on, and she made a 911 call. Wow. This woman was attacked by her husband in their home, and he beat her up and knocked her out. They were in the divorce process, arguing about finances, so he just dug a hole and buried her, but he didn't take her Apple Watch off. I'd like to go through something like that.
Right?
Think about that.
Another story of a guy who did something and was trying to bury his estranged, soon-to-be-divorced spouse, and he had a heart attack while he was burying her, digging the grave or something?
That I don't remember. It sounds like a credible story for sure.
It was definitely a divine intervention karma.
Yeah. Right. Karma. Hello, karma. This is Dougie. Here's a woman. Here's speak about karma. A woman in Vermont has been mauled by a bear in her backyard. All she did was take her dog out for a walk. Her name is Sarah Deedle, I think is how you pronounce it. Let her dog out. It was 10 o'clock at night. Chased a bear cub up a tree, and then, woof, look out. Mother bear comes. She came running out of the woods, out of the dark, right after me. And then somebody who was, I guess a neighbor, said the bear was close enough to the door that he was able to hit the animal in the head with a flashlight. And the bear then let go. But he had Miss Deedle ready to rip her. You know, bears, when they get a hold of you, you're done. It's a good thing this guy was around.
Well, yeah, and that was the mama bear just protecting her cub.
Yeah, that's right, sure.
Instinct, this is, point blank.
Bear sightings in Vermont are at the highest level they have seen ever, it would seem, according to Vermont Fish and Wildlife people. There are lots of these animals. It's happening not just in Vermont, but all around the country where the wildlife is being squeezed out of habitat because building and, quote-unquote civilization is coming to their town. It's like all of these places that are using up people have a place to live, no question about that. But is there a way we can rethink, that's what a lot of people are asking, rethinking how we live so that we don't have to have as much land and some of the animals can survive more? There are people that have some interesting theories about that to become food for thought for sure rather than food for the bear. 18 after the hour.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So dress ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Let it roll! Sounds like a Christmas song. Let it roll, let it roll, let it roll. Let's get to some celebrity news, shall we please? Social media, and your input, too, by the way, is important. Whatever the dirt is that you've got, send it along. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. And let's get, I think we ought to celebrate, say it again, Doug. I was going to celebrate Cher by sharing some of Cher's music. How's that? Not bad, huh? Crank this up, will you please, James? All right. Cher's got a new boyfriend. Nothing new about that. She seems to go through them pretty quickly, and she keeps them pretty young. This is no exception. She's 76, and her boyfriend is 40 years younger than she is. Hooray!
Good for her.
Alexander Edwards is his name. He's a producer, I guess, music. I'm sure that's how she met him. So she's sort of bragging about her new relationship, it would seem. She's never bothered.
And also defending it, because a lot of people are...
Why is anybody else's business? I just tell them to go bounce in.
Exactly. And you have people who are coming for it with the whole age thing, but then you have other people who think they're doing a kind deed and like, well, make sure he's not using you for your money. You know what? She is Cher. She
got plenty of money. She wants to share her money with it.
Yes. She knows how to run her life. Let's not tell Cher how to live.
She's a very good business person as well. Anyway, so there are, I don't know that much about this guy. They met during Fashion Week in September. He's an artist.
He's a music executive. And that's the other thing. She said how that she does tend to date younger guys because, in her experience, younger guys are not intimidated by successful older women, whereas men her own age.
Probably a few other things going on there as well for younger men that she might find appealing. At any rate, you know what it is? It's nobody's business. So should we even be talking about it? We're talking about it from the point of view of mind your own business, MYOB.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Have some fun if she wants to.
Specifically, so, should be talking about this.
But you see, this is the double standard, because if some guy, let's say I was dating somebody who was 40 years younger than me. First of all, my daughter wouldn't allow it, but after that, the idea of me dating a 30-something person. 40-something, probably okay. 30-something, not so cool. But at least that's what people would say. So in this case, they're saying the same thing. They're just jealous.
I think people are more used to it. And maybe. Where an older guy dating a younger woman, the younger woman is typically the one who gets the heat for it because, okay, now she's a gold digger. She's a gold digger. Yeah. Like,
right. She's not, what do they call them?
Gold diggers?
No, there's some another. They call them something begins with a G.
Sugar daddy, sugar baby.
Sugar daddy, that's it, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when it's daddy. The older woman, she's a cougar.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Okay, from Def Leppard, drummer Rick Allen didn't want to live after losing his arm in a car crash, 59 years old. I've forgotten what does Def Leppard, say it again, Def. Def Leppard sound like? We got any of their music? I'm sure it's noisy, because I think Def Leppard was always kind of noisy from what I remember, huh? Yeah.
Listen,
anyway, so he lost his left arm after a fatal crash back in 1984, but, you know, apparently at that time he thought it was the end of his life, but then he grew up and found out that it wasn't, so.
Well, you know. This 21-year-old musician who was a drummer all of a sudden feels like he's never going to drum again in his life, and here he is, still one of the best drummers around.
Using one arm. This shows you that if there's not any hope around, look at this guy for hope. I think that's probably the example or the lesson you take away from that story. 27, 28 after the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans worry about inflation, the border crisis, gas, food prices, plummeting 401ks, America's lost energy independence, President Biden continues to demonize Americans and the GOP with hateful rhetoric on the campaign trail. Energized Republicans are eager to get back into power, working to break the Democrats' one-party hold in Washington. Today is Election Day. The Powerball drawing was delayed Monday, and it's likely that official results won't be known until sometime Tuesday. The Multi-State Lottery Association said in a statement, the record-breaking $1.9 billion Powerball drawing, before taxes, was delayed because of a participating lottery had issue processing sales. Subtropical Storm Nicole was located about 415 miles east-northeast of the Bahamas as of 1 a.m. Eastern Tuesday. 45-mile-an-hour winds and a lot of moisture is on the way to South Florida. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
After the hour, big spike in listenership, and I'm all for that. Let's have more. The more the merrier, as the old song went, the more the merrier, the fewer the better fare. It's an old spiritualist song that probably nobody listening to this program has ever heard but me. That's because I sang it. You don't know it. Well, look, it's an old, actually, from what I remember, when I was in the choir in Heidelberg, we sang a lot of secular thing. We traveled around the country and went to Europe singing for our supper, literally and figuratively. And we had a great repertoire of spiritual songs and sacred songs and secular songs. It was a lot of fun actually singing. And it was really good for character building as well, learning a lot about music. Music is so important to all of us. Think about how much time you spend listening to music. And if it's music that really transforms your life or your feeling. You know, if somebody were to put on right now the song from Tavares called Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel, it would change my entire, not that I have a, I'm feeling great, and normally I'm fortunate that I do when I'm on the air and in the rest of my life as well. But there's something about that song when you hear it, that just in a couple of Elvis tunes or a few Beatles, early Beatles tunes that do that, and even going back to the 1812 Overture, is just something that clicks. And everybody, I think, has that in their musical experience, don't you? You must have songs when you hear them.
And ones that I have different playlists just depending on what mood I'm in to just put them on. But there's one song by a singer-songwriter. She does country a lot, Brandi Carlile. It's called The Story.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And every time I hear that song, I'm not a big crier, but I feel so emotional.
I know.
And it's like, it's just three lines in, and all of a sudden I'm in the car bawling my eyes out.
Yep, I'm with you on that one. Yes. Yep. So it's transformative. Think about things that go on in your life and your day that have transformative effects, the action that may put you outside of your comfort zone. Who knows what it is? By definition, it's different with everybody. But what you're thinking, the action, the sort of things, excuse me, that are important to all of us, really, when you think about them. Do something, I guess maybe the bottom line is, do something different and behave differently. If you, even if you have wonderful movies or maybe books that you read or something, music that really puts you in a great place, try something that you haven't tried before and see if you maybe can get into that same place. You won't know till you try. I think that's the bottom line. Okay, so here's something that's good. A massive cleanup. It's funny. This must be synchronicity. I was talking the other night at my birthday party about my trip to one of the trips that I had taken to Egypt, and eating fruit that had been washed in water from the Nile River, and how sick I got because the Nile River is pretty foul.
Mm-hmm.
So now, how many years later? That would have been in the 1990s probably, so at least 20 some odd years ago. There's so much plastic and garbage in that river. So now there's a pyramid that has been built with the plastic and the garbage they've taken from the Nile over on the western side, the western desert, the western end of the Nile River. It was put up on the, when the builders hoped this would be the century of plastic cleanup, and they're trying to use it for something good. And it was on display, apparently. Yeah, it is.
It's this physical reminder of clean up your trash and don't just toss things around. It's a cleanup effort, but also it's going to stay there because people need to see this. This was in the river that should not be.
No.
Like, let's be real.
Uh-huh.
Do we still have to tell people this? Do we still have to tell adults, pick up your trash? I can't tell you. I'm sure we've all seen this where somebody's going to throw something away, and they throw it towards the garbage can, and it falls out, and
misses.
They kind of look at it.
They don't pick
it
up.
Even look at it, so they acknowledge it fell, and they just keep walking.
Yeah. Just lazy. I always pick up people's trash. And I don't mean that to say, oh, Doug, he's a good guy. No, I do it because I feel responsible. And it doesn't take, how much effort does it take for you to lean over, pick something up, and throw it into a trash can? Not much, boys and girls. This is, by the way, the 100th year of us acknowledging, after World War I, there was sort of a creative spurt that started, the first of many in America. After the Industrial Revolution of the 1880s, we'd started to, you see railroads being built and industry starting. And so with that came waste. There's always with progress like that, I guess you'd call it progress, there is waste that's attached to it. So it's not so much that you're creating waste, what do you do with it? And there was a big movement about 100 years ago where people recognized that we were making messes and we needed to, and at that time people were much more responsible. There wasn't rubbish pickup, right? You didn't have people driving around in trucks picking up your rubbish. You didn't have rubbish containers. Some of the earlier cities in the western part of our country were filthy, horrible places. And yet people somehow or other figure out how to clean them up. And that's kind of it's your responsibility. I don't mean this to be sounding like I'm lecturing you, but I just think, why not all of us take responsibility and make this planet and our life and our neighborhood, our world much better. Thank you very much.
And that's the thing, and these small little changes of just making sure you throw away your trash in a garbage can and these different things, not using plastic straws, not using single-use plastic unless you are going to do something else with it. Just start small. It doesn't have to be like an overnight kind of situation of cold turkey, not doing certain things.
Right. Yeah. Okay, there's a lesson there. I was talking the last half hour, and if you didn't hear it, you can listen to our Good Day Show on the gooddayshow.com website. There's an app for it. Listening is something that people, I'm told, people like to do it later in the day. They like to do it on demand, so you can do that. And so I'm going to make reference to something that I talked about in the last half hour, which is normally a no-no for me, but if I can get away with talking about it, I just say, okay, you can listen to the download, or you can listen to the show in its entirety, because you can, all day, every day, at gooddayshow.com. By the way, speaking of downloads, we have some really good things. Almost every day we have a download, which is basically our podcast. And one of the recent ones we have, which was quite good, a lot of the conversation about elections and the midterm elections and what people were saying before. We also had a focus on Heidi Klum's, I'm pronouncing your name right? Heidi Klum's helicopter.
You crushed it.
Parenting style. Yeah, well, I think I remembered you telling me that. Anyway, there's just a lot of stuff that helps you get tuned up or stay tuned up for the day. Info is at gooddayshow.com. So anyway, I was talking about this woman that was chased by a bear. Now, the update on not her, but another chase scene, a beachgoer attacked by a shark in Del Mar, California. Lifeguard Chief John Elderbrock says a juvenile white shark bit a 50-year-old woman in her leg. I just can't imagine. We've had more of those stories, it seems, this year than we've ever had.
I just can't imagine.
Yeah,
it's just like sharks, bears, and alligators.
Yeah, right. Are we just more conscious of it, or is it just they're more around? I think what I said in the last half hour was the habitat thing is probably the reason for it. Don't you think it makes sense?
Yeah, I think that's a big reason. Also, we have more access to so many news sources where once upon a time these were unless it was a significant attack.
You wouldn't hear the story.
This was local news.
Yeah, right.
It was local news. It wasn't national news.
Yeah. I think you're right about that, certainly. So anyway, the story of this woman in stable condition now after the attack. She was treated for punctures. Lacerations in her leg. Again, the lifeguards were the winners here, and she's the winner because she could have been, would have been the end if somebody was not paying attention. The swimmer, though, according to the lifeguard, stayed pretty calm through all of this. But the reason I tell you these stories is because I want you to put yourself in that position and just for a moment, a brief moment, analyze in your own head how you would react if you were in that situation. Scary, yes, but is that your reaction? Or do you, this woman is a great example, was kind of calm. I don't know that I'd be that good in that circumstance, frankly, to just say, okay, I'm sure I'll get out of this. Next question for Good Day listeners. Did a meteorite spark a house fire in California? Remember we were talking about all those meteorites that are in the atmosphere? Mm-hmm. Well, there are some who think that in this small little California town, near the border, as a matter of fact, as I remember, it's like on the border of Nevada and California. Anyway, not important as to where it was just the fact that it was hit. The house fire burned to the ground, the house and everything that was in it. And there was a big bang before the fire. So that could have been, right?
Yeah. And especially because the homeowner said that he even kind of saw this light coming from the sky all the way down. And let's be real, the meteorites that do land on Earth that do not burn up in the atmosphere, they have to land somewhere. Very well. And I don't know how insurance would even work with this. Like, is that something we can get on our policy, meteorite damage policies?
Yeah, maybe not. I'd like to think they'd hit the headquarters of the Chinese Communist government. I think that'd be a good place to aim for them. The King of England announcing he is going to be coronated on a bank holiday in May. He's creating the bank holiday. You know what bank holidays are in England? Kind of like our Monday holidays here, when the whole country takes the day off.
We call those bank holidays too, don't we? I thought it meant like something different.
We call them a ruse from political assets that are too close to union leadership. That's what I call it. Anyway, the Prime Minister has announced that the holiday is set for May 8th next year, a three-day weekend with a crowning ceremony for the new monarch at Westminster Abbey. I know there can be 900 million junior people there, but I'd like to be kind of around there when that's going on. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know what? I haven't been to England for a while. Maybe I should go over for that weekend. It's just the beginning of farming season, though, and it just kind of takes me away. But I just would like to see. The English are so cool when it comes to this sort of thing. And so I thought you'd be interested to know
that they are weekend. Really cool.
They are cool. What's the whole thing? The excitement about the king.
Let's be real.
And I have a whole new attitude. I'm not sure I was right in my attitude towards Charles. I think he's a putz, and I don't like the way he treated Diana, but I think he's handling the kingship role pretty well. It seems to that he is anyway. There's an auction scheduled. An estimated $30 million price tag on the first printing of the U.S. Constitution. This is not the Constitution. This is the first printing of the Constitution. There are only two copies left in private hands. So how much would you bid? Do I hear $30 million? Do I hear $31? $32? I hear 48 past the hour. That's what I hear.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile, Crest.
Now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Auto claims not available in all states or situations.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom-printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites, fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Doctor, it's Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen for this portion of the program with Jack, brought to you by Calitrin, the way to lose weight and keep it off. May I suggest to you that if you have had a good weight loss experience and you want to keep that weight off, then you go to the website for Calitrin, which is toploss.com. Go through all of the info they have there on healthy weight loss. Jack will be the first to tell you that there are lots of ways to lose weight. Some of them good, some of them not so good. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee on this product. When you've lost the weight, get on Calitrin. It'll help you keep it off, which is certainly the sane way to approach weight loss. Okay, check it out. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the exit code Doug for free shipping and 90 days free. Whoopee! Okay, so we've had some warnings today, Jack, on the program about toxic toads and people licking toxic toads. Have you ever had anybody come into your clinic there and in Salt Lake City who had problems because they had licked a toxic toad? I'm being a little facetious, but not a lot, because not apparently this is a problem, like eating bad mushrooms.
And out here, we're in a desert. And so you have to kind of go out of your way to find it. Talking about the horny toads that are out,
yes,
you know, out in the desert. But
yeah,
back east where I grew up, like you, I grew up in Virginia, well, there's toads and frogs and all over the place. And, yeah, there's some interesting videos on YouTube of snakes trying to swallow a toad and spitting them right back out.
Yeah.
And other predator animals biting into a toad and spitting it back out because they have these big glands right behind their eyes that are loaded with these toxic materials.
Poison.
And if they swallow them, it will actually kill the animal that swallowed it, like
a snake or something.
Toad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, so it's part of Mother Nature's protective mechanisms. But for people to go out, you know, I mean, what are they, teenagers trying to find some new drug?
Of course.
Yeah,
mushrooms, toads, whatever we can find. Yeah, right.
Well, mushrooms are a little safer. I don't recommend that, but they're a little safer than a toad, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Triple-demic this winter. Rough winter, according to some. How are you talking to your patients, and what are you addressing? The website that you have in your office is, why did I lose the... Forgettable doctor? No. What's the forbidden doctor? Where the heck was my mind? ForbiddenDoctor.com. I don't mention it enough anymore. You're not with me enough anymore. Forget Forbidden Doctor. Anyway, so the air this winter is supposed to be frigid in much of the country. People indoors, all kinds of
things. We have a podcast called What to Do Before, During, and After the Flu.
Okay.
Which is what's primarily going to get people during the winter, cold flu season is... You know, it's no different this year than any other year. Mm-hmm. I know they're calling triple demic or whatever the ridiculous.
Yeah, triple demic.
It all depends on the strength of your immune system at any given time. There's always somebody in the family that never gets sick. There's always somebody in the family that always gets sick. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at their dietary intake, it'll probably tell you an awful lot about
the whole story.
But at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast, ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast, put in flu. Just write in FLU. And you'll see what to do before, during, and after the flu. So what you want to do for your immune system if you're around sick people, what you want, how upgrade it if you do get sick, and the important thing is what happens after the flu. Because a lot of people get through the flu, but it so taxes their immune system. They're a sitting duck for a secondary infection, often pneumonia. So I address all those things in that podcast.
I would think that would be a great thing for people to go look at. We have podcasts that we do with you as well, GoodDayHealthShow.com. So there are two ways you can learn from Jack besides listening to the program. It's very, he's got fabulous advice. I was looking at a story about how great it is to live near the water as a child. If you have grown up around water, you'll have better mental health and be healthier. Your physical well-being is also going to be enhanced as an adult. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, it's the dehydration problem that people have right now, especially in the early years of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we were outside playing war and all the other army and all the cowboys, Indians, everything that we did, regardless of the country.
Yeah.
How often did we take a jug of water along with us?
Not often.
And in the hotter areas of the body or country where we would be sweating an awful lot more, there's always a dehydration problem. There's a dehydration problem today, not just in adults, but
water.
In young people as well. And they're satisfying it with these ridiculous sports drinks.
All kinds
of stuff they're developing brains.
Too much sugar. Water everywhere. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.